Good morning. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie Ann. Leslie Ann, I was chatting. You know Mark Simonson, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Mark is the City of Oneonta historian. He does a fantastic job. And he and I were chatting the other day. And we were chatting. When I left this area in 1967 to go to college, there was no I-88.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was just Route 7.
Right.
And I went to Albany. So it was, I either grabbed a Greyhound bus at the Sydney bus terminal and took the bus up to Albany, or my parents drove me, or I hitchhiked.
Right.
Those were the only ways to get there.
Hitchhiking.
Yeah. And I mean, I loved it. Did you ever hitchhike?
I would be terrified.
You would.
To hitchhike, I would never hitchhike.
Oh, it was fun. I looked.
Well, they were different times.
I would not, and I think it's illegal, but I would not ever profess to be a person advocating hitchhiking in today's day and age.
No way.
With all the craziness that goes on, but I used to hitchhike from Sydney to Albany every week.
Wow, and you always got a ride?
Excuse me. Well, the thing about it is, this is on Route 7, no I-88. The thing about it is. It didn't matter in the nice weather. I don't care if I got one ride or five rides, because I was chatting people up, and it was an adventure, and it was exciting. But the reverse of that is when it was February, and I'm getting my thumb out in Gilderland in Albany, and I'm heading to Sydney, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's pitch dark, and you're walking just to stay warm, and a car comes along. You always said those immortal words, the first thing. How far are you going, mister?
Uh-huh.
And his answer would make or break the experience when it was 20 below zero.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
He said, yeah, I'm going to Duanesburg, you thought, oh, brother. If he said, I'm going to Binghamton, man, I'd get in that car and I wouldn't stop talking until we got to Sydney, and I was the happiest clam because it was a one-shot ride. But when you had to do four or five and you're on Route 7 in East Worcester at 11 o'clock February. No.
Talk about a leap of faith to be a hitchhiker,
especially
a regular.
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
It's just the funniest thing.
I did. It wasn't as much fun, obviously, in the wintertime. But the point I was trying to make was, when I left this area, I-88 magically came, and I came back, and it's like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
What is this? Like our own freeway. I love I-88.
Oh, yeah. What's not? Well.
It's our own private.
Minus the bump.
Yeah. It's our own private freeway.
Yeah. Although, I don't know if you've noticed this. I've definitely noticed much more traffic on I-88.
Well, there's,
maybe it's just my imagination, but it seems like
you
there's
know
more
what?
Traffic.
I think you're talking about in the last 4 to 6 months or something like that.
I don't know.
Because there's so much construction on it that always makes it seem more hectic and busy and stuff like that. There's like a million cones out there right now between Oneonta and Otego for whatever they're doing. But you never run into traffic, though. I mean, if you're on...
Oh, yeah, it's not heavy at all.
And people poo-poo the idea of just getting on these major roads and bypassing the small towns and all that. I got to tell you, Leslie, and I know you've done a lot of traveling, as have I. If you get on I-88 in, let's say, Afton, and you go to Albany, that's as pretty a road as you're ever going to find.
There is a spot. My favorite spot is coming back from Albany... Right above, I think
Central
it's Central Bridge. When you're coming down that big hill, you can just see the beautiful mountains. I don't know if those are the Catskills.
Schoharie Valley on your left.
Yes, it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I love it. But I always wondered while I was gone and the I-88 was under construction, what was it like as they built the road from Binghamton up? What was it like when they put the first exit in Unadilla?
Yeah,
did people come out and cheer, and they did a ribbon cup, and the mayor drove the first car off, and then over here was just a river and farmlands, and then they started another. So what was it like the first time they did an exit here in Oneonta? Was it like cheers and a day off from school? Trucks
makes
idling out there? It just like happened. I'm sure it took 10 years, a highway like that in those days. And it just like was magical. I left this area on Route 7 And I came back on I-88, and it's like, when did this happen? I just was not here for it.
Progress.
Well, you were over in Gilbertsville. You were tucked away in an area where there was no easy way.
We were in no man's land.
It's like 51 would have been your big highway, right?
Absolutely.
Your lifeline.
Yes, indeed.
Right?
I-88 was way off the radar. Unless we went on big family vacations.
Then you'd go
Then we'd end up on I-88 via Sydney.
Yeah. And so I-88 is great. It's not. They're not all great. I-81 is a nightmare. And in my opinion, they built it too narrow. The trucks are too fat.
And it's forever under construction.
And it's been under construction since the day they cut the ribbon on it. You know, they
nuts.
Said, okay, let's start over again. You know, that kind of thing. But I-88, that's our secret road.
Yes. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.